Yarchei Kala, first of all, was sponsored by Anonymous. An Anonymous Doida for Refuah Shleima for all the Chaylim in the neighborhood. And the food for tonight. Matt Bornstein and Yossi Shulman. And Refuah Shleima. Yeshua Meir. Ben Rachel Sarah.
Okay.
And brownies from Mrs. Gold. Okay, here we go. So, we are ready. Basically, have a very nice understanding of how the geiris of a katan operates. Number one is that it's, again, we're going with the what we call the Rov Rishonim approach. When we get to the last shiur, we'll focus in a little bit on the Tosfos and Sanhedrin for a little different approach of how the Geiris is operating. But the basic assumption is that it's working through a process of classic Zechia, classic Zachin L'Adam Shelo B'Fanav, where Geiris is a Maisa Geiris, that results in a chalois geirus, which is an effect, the halachic effect, that turns the status of a guy into a Jew. And that's like any classic zachin, any classic shlichus, where what is happening is there's a maisa being done for someone else, and the other individual gets the effect. Someone asked me, I don't understand how that's working really, because normally the maisa, right, say someone is doing zachin, and I'm going ahead and I'm picking up this Yarchei Kala book for Rabbeinu Loring. So I'm doing the whole maisa. Here, you're taking the katan. The katan's the one who's doing the maisa, not you. So I explained to him, he's making a mistake. The katan in this case is the entity that is being changed from goy to Jew. When a gadol goes ahead and he's megayer himself, there's two things going on. He is, on one hand, the individual doing the maisa, and on the other hand, he's the Chafza that is being transformed. So in this case, Bezdin is doing the Maisa on the Chafza, the same way a Gadol is doing the Maisa on himself when he's a Gadol. We'll see, there might be a Shita that actually holds that all Geiris might work at some type of Zechia approach, but for now, that's the idea. The Gadol is doing the Maisa on himself, the Maisa Geiris when he's a gadol, and here Bezdin is doing it, but the kid is like the object that's being picked up. It's like the Yarchei Kala book. It's being transferred. Okay, so that's an important. We have the whole question. That very, very. Unless it's like impossible to get through, we have to hold all questions till the end. Unless it's something that's critical. Let's move on. We now have to zero in on how the rejection of this geiris works. How it works. This is also the Gemara. The Gemara says, Higdilu yecholin limchas. By the way, one other thing that we obviously spent a lot of time on, and that was that Kabbalah's mitzvahs, according to Rov Rishonim, is something that is critical for for all conversions. So where's the Kabbalah's mitzvahs here? So we saw, according to the Rambam, we'll hold no formal Kabbalah's mitzvahs, no problem. But according to Rov Rishonim, we have to say that, like a woman who, since Mila is not shayach by a woman, and therefore it's not a critical procedure, a katan in the state of katnus obviously has no shaychus to a Kabbalah's mitzvahs. Okay? And remember, we're understanding Kabbalah's mitzvahs now, not in terms of the das to become a Jew. There's a formal Kabbalah's mitzvahs that has to be done by a ger, a gadol, when he undergoes the geiris. Besides mila and tefila, he has to go ahead and formally accept the geiris. That's not something that is shayach to a katan. Okay? In terms of the das to be a Jew, which includes obviously the spiritual and the national aspects of a Jew, that's the das that Beis Din is implanting in this process. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yosei, Hegilu Yechayla Limchais, that the child, when he becomes bar mitzvah, has the ability to reject the geiris. The Gemara also says, Kevan Shehegdila Shah Achas Velo Micha. If seemingly there's a moment that passes in Godless, once this child is bar mitzvah, and that moment passes, the child can no longer, who's now an adult, can no longer reject this geiris. And the big problem, obviously, that all the Rishonim have is, so what's going on over here? If they have the ability to reject the geiris when they become a gadol, but they only have the moment of godless to go ahead and reject the geiris, and once that moment of becoming a gadol passes, they can no longer reject the geiris, then obviously the katan will never be able to reject the geiris. Because as soon as that moment comes, let's say it's Seisa Kochavim comes at age 13, it's over. It's over. The rejection can no longer happen. Who says that? Who spells that out? Everyone spells it out. But let's look at the first Rishon here. Tosos Yeshanim, not Yeshanim. Tosos Yeshanim. It says, Kasha, Imkain, Matai Teda Shah Samcha. When do you know that point? He's being very dramatic about it. Daha B'katnus, when the child is still a child, Ein Yechol Limchos. She, in this case, is a woman. She can know when she's before Bas Mitzvah, she can't reject the Geirus. She's a Ktana. She's, and obviously, once she's a Gedola, it's also all over. So how's it gonna happen? So he gives an ingenious answer. Yesh loymar kigoyin sheitchila mina gius yom lufnei gadlusa. She is. It has to be. Tosfos Yeshanim says that she begins acting like a guy a day before she's a gedola. V'chein naga yom. Oyomayim lachagadlusa, and she acts this way for a day or two afterwards. Meaning, listen, if she waits for that point, it's all over. Because as soon as the point in time comes, when she's a gadola, it's done. She's already a Jew and a Jewess, and it's all over. So what she has to do is act like a goya a day before, and keep acting that way a couple of days afterwards, and then we're somewhere in there. There's a rejection because she acted like a goyah the whole way. I have a couple of questions on this Tosfos Yeshanim. I take questions from everyone here, but I want to make sure I get the whole shiur in today, because we have a lot to do on Sunday. Hope most of you are able to prepare most of the Maror HaKamos for Sunday, because it's going to be a very short amount of time. So if you didn't, you could start looking at over Shabbos. You have like a half hour, 45 minutes on Sunday to prepare, but I want to try to get everything in, so I'll ask the questions and answer them. But I'm assuming you don't ask these questions. Tosfos Yeshanim, I have two questions. Number one is, let's say, at Seisa Kaichavim, she's asleep. He's asleep. Seisa Kaichavim at Bar Bas Mitzvah, this Katan Katana, this Ger Katan, was sleeping. She wasn't acting like a guy. He wasn't acting like a guy. He might have been acting like a guy before, and a guy afterwards. But what if they were sleeping at Seisa Kaichavim? That's question number one. Question number two is, what does he say here? She started acting like a goya a day before, and acted this way a day or two afterwards. Like, what a day or two? Just like, what do you got? The most, okay, what do you worry about? You know, Ben Hashmashos. So start a couple of hours. Start from Plaga Mincha to play it safe. End at Chatzos. What are you going to act like? Why should they go for a day before, a day or two after? What's the pshat in that? You just like stop talking? Oh, they act like a day before. You don't need a whole day or 2 days after. What's this 2 days after? What's the story? What's he talking about? Okay? So the truth is, if you think about it, these two questions, one answers the other, I believe. See, what I think the Tosfos Yeshanim is telling us here is that the pshat is not that what's happening is the Ger Katan is doing a formal rejection. We're going to see in other Rishonim, they're going to be saying that the Katan, the Ger Katan, when he becomes a Gadol, he's going to go and he's going to be Mochev. You saw Tosfos in Sanhedrin, he spells it out. And he goes ahead and he says, I don't want it. She says, I don't want it. When she does that, we'll see when we get to the different approaches in Tosfos. That's clearly what not going on in the Tosfos Yeshanim. But the Tosfos Yeshanim seems to be saying, I believe, is that the rejection here is not what I call a maisa, and I don't mean by like physical action, but it's not a formal activity where there's a action of rejection going on, or a statement of rejection, a formal statement of rejection. That is not what we're talking about. According to the Yeshanim, if you do that, you're in big trouble, because you're going to blow it. Like, what would you do? You'd say, from 3 hours before, you'd say, I don't want it, 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 I don't want it. Like, you know, let's say you fall asleep, or you doze off, or you take a deep breath, and that moment comes, and you didn't say, I don't want it. Too late. But before, when you said, I don't want it, you were kata. And then, after you took a breath, too late. So comes the Tosfos Yeshanim, he says, a different yisayit. What he's saying is that the rejection here is not based on a formal statement of rejection. Because to him, if you do that, it's all over. You're toast. So you know what he holds. What he holds is that the rejection is not a rejection of a formal statement, but rather what it is a nihug. A nihug of rejection. His behavior, excellent. His behavior is a reflection of his rejection. But it's not that there's a formal rejection required, because if there was a formal rejection required, it wouldn't work. So what is necessary is for this Ger Katan to start behaving as a guy, and by behaving as a guy, at the point of godless, so what was this individual living as? Goy. Once we're not talking about requiring a statement of rejection, it doesn't make a difference if he's asleep, if he's awake. The point is we need to have a nice chunk of time, and that's why I believe he doesn't say a couple of hours before, a couple of hours afterwards. Because the child, the Ger Katan, going into this godless, has to actually be in a mode and behavior of goy. So if he just for an hour or two starts going ahead and eating a ham sandwich, okay, that's not going to make it, oh, he's not like a goy. He has to have a whole day, you know, go hang out, go to the discos for a day, go party, do a lot of other things that are real goy activity. Live like a goy. Don't, for a whole day, okay, don't do mitzvahs. Right, up until then, he's been going ahead and washing negelvasa, saying brachas. For a whole day, he's not doing any of that stuff. And for a couple of days after, he's doing that. So now, once he is behaving as goy, so that moment in time, when he becomes a gadol, he is basically in a mode of rejection. And that's the rejection, yeah.
Many Jews behave like a guy for a week and more than that. There's no formal articulation. Maybe just being a lazy Jew.
You're asking a very good question. You're saying, what would be, okay, if this guy, or this Ger Katan, never acted like a Jew in the first place, would that be a reflection of anything? So that the Paiskim, I believe if we pass it like a Tosafot Yeshanim would ask that question. I believe they would. And you could think of it as one of two ways. You could say, you know, maybe there has to be that type of contrast. Or you could say, no, ain't a chinami. What's the difference? At the end of the day, he's not acting like a Jew. Part of acting like a Jew is acting like a Jew. So he's not acting like a Jew. Meaning he's not doing anything. Once he does one thing, like if he, let's say, if the bar mitzvah is on Shabbos, if he goes ahead and he, you know, says good Shabbos, so that already could be like he's living like a Jew. Okay?
But this is Dr. Finot that...
What?
This is Dr. Finot that he rejects it works.
We're going to get to that. Oh. Now, let me ask you a question. Where does this ability come from according to the Tosafot Yeshanim? According to Tosafot Yeshanim is assuming that as soon as godless hits, it's all over. So number one is, why is that? And number two, where does this ability to reject, according to Tosafot Yeshanim, where does this ability to reject the Geiris come from? I'll put that to the audit. Won't take it that much time. Anyone want to say yeah? Ah. Excellent. So comes Rabbeinu Chanina Rubin, and he says as follows. He says, we already established in last year that this is working, we'll assume, based on classic Zachar L'Olam Shel B'Fanav. And if you assume that we're going with classic Zachar L'Olam Shel B'Fanav, that's why I had the first Mara Makom for you to see. That in classic Zachar L'Olam Shel B'Fanav, what happens is the one who is being Zoche, as soon as he finds out about it, because of Lo B'Vanav, he has that ability to reject the Geiris. Okay? So too here. In this case, now this is a little tricky. What's the Tosafot Yeshanim assuming? So there's two ways of understanding it. The simple, most poshut way is that in terms of the knowledge, he already has the knowledge. The issue is, what is he lacking? Das. And that comes in one split second. And that's why Tosafot Yerushalmi says, if he already has the knowledge that the Geir is happening, because Pashtus, he understands, he has to understand the difference between knowing something and understanding something and having halachic das. Look at all these great, bar mitzvahs, guys finishing Seder Nashim, like they understand what's going on, you know? So if there's no issue of knowing about the Geiris, they know about the Geiris when they're 13. What they don't have is halachic das necessary. So as soon as that moment of das comes at bar mitzvah, there has to be the rejection. That's why he talks about it. So comes, what's your name?
Yehuda.
Rabbeinu Yehuda. And he asks, according to those Yeshanim, see, it's very hard because we don't pass like those Yeshanim, so we can say a lot of different things. He wants to know, what would be, is the Tosafot Yerushalmi talking about even when the kid doesn't know? Even when this Ger Katan doesn't know? So, what I would say is, to lessen the Chiddush, it could be that if he didn't know at all, then maybe he has, even after Bar Mitzvah, right, to go ahead and reject it. Because that would be like every Zachin, that when you come to him, you tell him what happened, and as soon as you tell him what happened, that's when he has the ability to go ahead and reject it. So that could very well be. If he doesn't know, so you at 14, it's not such a nice thing to do to the kid, but at 14, you say to him, okay, listen, I have some news for you. You were born to a Vietnamese family, 14 years ago. And then he has the ability to go ahead and reject it, even according to the Tosafot Yerushalmi. Why? Because then he doesn't have to reject it at the point of godless, because then it would be like every other Zachin, that you have that opportunity to reject it as soon as you hear about it.
So what happens if you never heard about it?
And if he never heard about it, so you should know, Post can talk about that. We'll talk about that when we get to the sheetness that we actually Paskin like. The only thing that bothers me about saying this answer to you is, so then why couldn't those Yeshanim just say, so that's what we're talking about. Where they didn't know about it, right? Where they didn't know about it until Bar Mitzvah, and that's when they'd have the opportunity to go ahead and reject it. So the problem is, from a Svara standpoint, Rabbi Yehuda makes a lot of sense. Okay, what I answered to Rabbi Yehuda makes a lot of sense. But from a precise analysis of the Tosafot Yerushalmi, it's very difficult to say that this kid would have the opportunity to reject it if we held the information from him. Because why couldn't that be the answer to the Tosafot Yerushalmi's question? When's he going to reject it? When he finds out after Bar Mitzvah. So again, Poskim do, and the other Rishonim say like you, but I'm not sure that that's going to work with the Tosafot Yerushalmi. So the question then is, so why, is this point of godless critical, even if the kid didn't know? So what I think is, you have to say, it's a big chiddush, but what you have to say is that there's two types of zachin la'adam shalom b'fanav. There's the classic zachin la'adam shalom b'fanav, where the nature of the zachin is defined by the lack of knowledge of what happened for him. So in that case, the point of rejection is when the individual finds out about it. Here, the nature of the zachen wasn't defined based on lack of knowledge. It was defined based on lack of das. And therefore, the whole mechanism of zachen is not dependent on knowledge, but on das. And therefore, the point of rejection has to come at the das. It's a big chiddush, but I think it might have to really be said in the Tosafot Lishono. I'm going to move on. Because that's, we don't, believe it or not, it's a very fancy shita, Tosafot Lishono, but it's not how we pass it. So he moved weiter.
But you just said that it's a gilui mitzvah, I'm afraid that the umdana was wrong.
What are you saying?
When you were in Mizaka, Shas Tfila, there's an umdana that he wants it. So when he's Megaladas,
but he says it once that
when
moment
he's competent comes, when he's competent to make a decision, which means das, he has a competency.
No, my question is, let's say he didn't find out about it till he was 15. Why is it all over? Why shouldn't it be like every other zachin that you have the opportunity to reject it once you find out about it? That's what I'm trying to explain.
It is. You can reject it if you want.
No, so that's what I'm saying. That's a little shtickle difficult, because then why can't the Tosafot Lishono just answer that when's he going to reject it? When he finds out about it after 13. Anyway, I originally said like you, but I'm just saying to explain, if you can understand the Tosafot Lishono in this way, that he doesn't have this ability after 13, and he has to, the only way he's going to be able to reject it is at the time of Godless, you have to say this. I want to show you something. Chiddush HaRash in his first pshat goes to the Tosafot Lishono, but he phrases it differently. Look what he says. How can you get that exact moment of Godless? What are how are you going to do it? He says, Yeshon b'mocha mitoch kachnus katnus la'achar Godless. Anyone want to tell me, is he saying the same thing to Tosafot Lishono or not?
He's constantly saying he doesn't.
Ah, correct. It sounds like from the Tosafot Lishono, unlike the Tosafot Lishono, that the Rashba is agreeing with the Tosafot Lishono that the only point in time you have is that point of godless. But he doesn't go with this Niyug behavior type rejection. He demands an actual formal rejection. And therefore what he says is, you better be on the ball. If you cut down want to reject it, you better from a little after, a little before Shkia, you better start going ahead and start saying, I don't want it, I don't want it, I don't want it, I don't want it. And keep rejecting it through the point that says a kochavim, and if you fall asleep, or if you take a little break, you're done. That's what it sounds like. That's what it sounds like. In here, this is ksuvis, right? Or is Bamitsiya? Oh, it's Bamitsiya. Okay. So that's fascinating. So the common denominator between this first pshat and the Rashba and the Tosafot Lishono is that they're both going with the assumption that the rejection is based on classic zachen l'shulchanav, or not totally classic, but in the sense that the rejection is based on zachen l'shulchanav, that once the individual has das, they have the ability to reject it, and it, the whole zachin zachia collapses. The only machlokes between those Rishonim and the Rashba is, how does this rejection happen at that moment of das? Is it happening via a nihug of goy, reflective of his rejection? Or do you need an actual formal statement of rejection? Both of these sheets is not how we pass them. What he means? No, because the Rajba, as Dr. Stern said very nicely, look at the Lashon difference. The way the Tosfos Yerushalmi says it is, he acted as a guy a day before, 2 days after. But look at the Rajba's Lashon. He just says, Mocha mitoch kavnas lahagadas. Not talking about a day before, acting a certain way. He's just saying, you're going in, you're being mocha, right? So it's pretty clear that the way we explain those Yishanim is you need the day before, the 2 days after, to act like the guy. He doesn't say you need any day or two after. All you got to do is before the point of God to say, I don't want it. And then it's a good rejection. We now move on. We don't paskin like either of these shitas. We paskin like the shitas taisis. But before we get to shitas taisis, there is another shita quoting a Tosfos that is not exactly like our Tosfos. And it's the most wild shita you're going to ever see in the rejection. Listen to this expression of Tosfos in the Rajba before we get to our Tosfos, which I think is different than the way the Rajba presents the Tosfos that he had. You have to realize they're different Bali Tosfos. Listen to what the Rajba said. As Uba Tosfos Mitartzin, this is not how we pass him, by the way. The Tosfos, I said, we pass him like is the one coming up in 5. But Tosfos quoted in the Rajba. There's Uva Toysleis Mitartzin, the Ad Shemoidian Oysan Matin Tzcharan, the Oychen Shal Mitzvahs, until there is this formal acceptance, Kabbalah Sa Mitzvahs, where Bezdin later on, sometime down the line, goes ahead and tells him, Moidian, these are the Mitzvahs. Right? It's not a Giyaris Gemura. What does he mean, Ad Shemoidian? What, he doesn't know about this? He's been living like a Jew. It means that he's saying, like what we always have in Bezdin. Moidian, you need Bezdin come, and until Bezdin comes and says, these are the mitzvahs, and this is what you get for the mitzvahs, and these are the owners, you get the Averis. Do you accept the Ain a Giyaris Gemura. It's not a Giyaris Gemura. V'igdila shach v'gerusach asher diyo oidim zol mitzvahs ka'amah. He says, you know, when you can reject this Geyrus up until the point that a Bezdin came to this guy and said to him, listen, these are the mitzvahs. This is what you get from mitzvahs, asay. This is what you get from mitzvahs, lois asay. Do you accept? And until he says yes, or reject, if he rejects it, then obviously he rejects it. But until he accepts the mitzvahs, after being informed of them to accept them, he has the ability to reject this geirus. It's radical. This sounds like, if Bezdin never got to this Ger Katan, he could go ahead and say, listen, Bezdin, stay away from me. I'll see when I'm 85 if it's worth it for me. How did I live my life? If I live my life like a good guy, then I'll go ahead, have Bezdin come, or I'll go ahead and reject it. I'll say, Bezdin, you stay home. I reject it. At 85, he can retroactively wipe out the Geirus. In other words, what does this shita seem to be holding? Where is he? Who was he? Someone was over here on Tuesday. He's not here today. Okay. Brought this up. Maybe Lubinsky. Baruch Lubinsky. I don't know who brought it up. Oh, no. Mati Frankel brought it up. Here, or I saw him raise his hand and said, this is what he was thinking. So I don't know if he really actually thought it. But it goes like this. What Mati Frankel, I think, said, remember, I brought up the Shita Yeshana explaining why you did not need a Kabbalah mitzvah by a katan. And I said, the Shita Yeshana seems to be saying that a katan is like a woman with respect to Mila. A katan with respect to Kabbalah mitzvah is like a woman with respect to Mila. So Mati Frankel, I saw it in his eyes, it's like, you can't compare the two. A katan eventually will be a gadol. A woman will never be a man. So that's what's happening over here. The katan, in that state, in the state that the katan is in, has no shaychus, has no connection to a Kabbalah mitzvah. But there is a projected godless. And therefore, the way the Ritva understands it, or the Rajba, the Rajba's Taisus, seems to be understanding this is, there's a Geirus there, but the Geirus is only in the state of the what? Of this, in the status, not in the guts, because he had a katan status or a katana status, and therefore, this is what he means by Gioris Kumur. What do you mean, not Gioris Kumur? He's living like a Jew, he's still a Jew, but it means that it never got solidified into his Mahus. He had the status of Jew, but that status can always be undermined. You know why? Because it remained in the status, not in his guts. And that cannot happen until to become that full-blown ger. And what I mean by full-blown is not in terms of his status, but in terms of his Jewishness being solidified in him. That does not exist until there is going to be another criteria, that of Kabbalah mitzvahs, which is going to be shayach him when he's a gadol. So therefore comes the Ritvan, he says as follows. The Geirus is a Geirus, because at the time, when the Geirus happened, was a katan, it wasn't shayach to him. It got chal in his status, and he's a Jew. He's a Jew. But it wasn't solidified, because from the start there was projected that there's something else that's going to be necessary to solidify this Geirus once this Geir Katan becomes a Gadol. That is Kabbalah mitzvahs. And once, and remember, Taisus Shita, you need a formal Kabbalah mitzvahs. You need a formal Kabbalah mitzvahs for Geirus. So until there is that formal Kabbalah Geirus, the Geirus, he's a full Jew. When he says he's not a Geirus Gemura, it doesn't mean he's not a full Jew. He's a full Jew, but it's not Gemura in the sense that it's not solidified in him, in his, we'll call it his guts, that it can no longer be dissipated.
How can you call Eina Moicha a Kabbalah?
What?
How can Sheva Asay?
No, that's not what he's saying. He's saying, Higdilu Yechaylan Limchais means once you're a Gadol, you can reject it until there is a Kabbalah mitzvah after Godless. But once he's a Gadol, what happens normally? They'll say to him, they're not going to wait till he's 80. I just gave you a dramatic shtick case. But what's going to happen is, at 13, 14, whatever, they're going to come over to the guy and they're going to bez din and they're going to say, these are the mitzvahs. Do you accept? Don't you accept? Yeah, I'm a kabbalah. If he rejects it, boom, it's over. Or if he rejects it before that, it's over. But until there is this formal Kabbalas Mitzvahs, it's not solidified. The Geirus status can dissipate based on a rejection because it has not been solidified within his guts, within his essence. Okay?
Why didn't they say?
Higdilu Yichayel Limchais.
But if he's not Moshe, it's Shev Al Tasre, and that's called the Kabbalah.
No, that's not what this Shita says. It says he can reject it. We're in Chiddush Ha'Arash with
Tyson. And if he doesn't reject it, then
he's still a Jew.
He's a Jew, but why call it a Kabbalah? Just as
he's not. It's not. He's still a Jew. He has that status. Until he accepts it, he can reject that status. Once he accepts it, it's more than just a status.
But not being Moiche, it's a different lashon. Not being Moiche.
No, it just says Higdil.
Why call it accepted?
What?
This sheet
says Higdil Yichayim Limchas. Kevan Shehigdil Shachas Velo Micha means Kevan Shehigdil Shachas with Kabbalas Mitzvahs. That's what he says. Velo Micha. It's going to be okay. It's going to be all over.
You're injecting the Kabbalah's missiles. That's not in his words.
Who are you reading now?
You're reading the Rashba?
Yeah. He says he could reject it until Moedi and Oisei Matan Tzchar and Vajishol Mitzvahs. And because until then, Eina Giyaros Kamura. V'igdil Shah Achas B'geiru. So what does that mean? It means Achas Shehiyodiyu On Shanshol Mitzvahs Kamar. It means that after they told him the mitzvahs, and he was a gadol or a gadola, he can no longer reject it. But up until then, they can reject it. That's all he's saying. We don't hold like any of the shita so far. Because the shita that we all like is right now, Taisus. V'chi gadla. Says, V'im taimar, v'halo kvar g'daylahi. Shehi nara kevin shi bas knas. We first read lechi gadla. What does that mean? It doesn't say ad shemudin oisan matan schara and vashu shal mitzvahs. He says lechi gadla v'naga minag yehudis. Something in between here. It's not like. It tells you Shana, because you have time after the point of Das, after the point of Godness. But once you go ahead, let's say the kid says Shema, goes and he washes Negelvases, goes to the bathroom, says Asha Yotzar. As soon as he does something, it's Noyeg, like a Jew, boom, it's all over. So the question is, what is that? It's not this Kabbalah's mitzvahs that's necessary to solidify the Judaism within him. On the other hand, it's not a rejection based on Zachin. It's nothing to do with Zachin. It has to do with the fact that he acted like a Jew, that's what will determine whether or not he can reject it or not. So the question is, what's pshat?
This Kabbalah's mitzvah. It's not on Sadi, but doing the mitzvah.
Yeah, but you have to understand. At a regular Geiris, okay? Let's say the kid, the gadol went ahead, okay, and they said to be makabel mitzvahs, and he said, Baruch Atah Hashem Kev Achalam Asher Yatzar. That's not done. Would that be a Kabbalah's mitzvahs?
No, but here,
that wouldn't work.
We did the mitzvah form already. So now it's just a.
But you need a Kabbalah. You need a Kabbalah. You don't need a Kabbalah's mitzvahs. You might have shot. You don't need a Kabbalah's mitzvahs, right? So then, what do you need this for?
So basically, the first thing, look as a shliach, and now he's
doing what?
Solidifying it by showing he still wants it by acting like a Jew.
Basically, can't do Kabbalah's mitzvahs for him.
Because he truly wants to be a Jew, though.
No, but that has nothing to do with Kabbalah Smitzvahs. All Bezdin was able to do was have Dasim to be a Jew. But the Kabbalah Smitzvahs, we said, doesn't apply to a Katan. So I think you're right, but I think what you have to say is like this. That, you see, kol zman, that in the actual geiris itself, okay, there is this requirement of Kabbalah mitzvahs. It has to be formal as part of the geiris process. Here, the maisa geiris already occurred. So therefore, the need for a Kabbalah, a formal Kabbalah mitzvahs, is not necessary. But because this katan is not really like a woman with respect to a mila, because the katan, there is this projected godless, so therefore the nature of this geirus is that true, there doesn't have to be a formal Kabbalah mitzvahs, okay? But what it's basically saying is there does have to be a Kabbalah mitzvahs, not as part of the Maisa Geirus, but as part, it becomes a critical factor in the Chalois Geirus, because the Katan projects godless. So you can't just say, oh, like a woman doesn't have a mila, the katan doesn't have to do any Kabbalah mitzvahs. He's going to be a gadol. Ah, why don't you need a formal Kabbalah? This is like the Rashba says, because that's only when we're talking about a requirement in the formal Maisa Geirus. That's when you have a gadol, he needs to have his formal Kabbalah mitzvahs. Here, what's happening is right now you don't need this in you're 3 years old, you don't need this Kabbalah mitzvahs because it's not shayach to you. Ah, but you're going to be a gadol? So therefore, for that chalais geiris to be solidified, the nature of this geiris is saying that it has to be solidified later on with some type of not formal Kabbalah mitzvahs, but some type of behavior. Now he's doing the behavior in the other sense. Behavior as Jew to solidify the chalais geiris, the effect of the geiris.
Okay. Maisim, behavior.
Yeah.
How, you know, the projection.
Yeah.
Okay. But how does a Rav, how does a Bestin, get at what his true intent is? He's doing all these things. Asher Yatzar is saying Shammai. He said, no.
That's
but
all
what,
that's
but
it's
what's,
irrelevant.
What's his kavanah?
His kavanah is defined by his behavior.
Is it?
Yeah.
Behavior is outward. What about, you know,
Dvarim Shivalevi and Dvarim. All we can see is what's before us. You bring up a good point. The poskim actually deal with this. They actually deal with your question, and it says as follows. Let's say the guy basically was brought up like 90% of us, where there was improper chinuch, where we basically started saying brachas before we were supposed to, and therefore all we do is mumble brachas. And it doesn't mean anything. And therefore you're saying, when, according to the way we paskin, what would be when he becomes a gadol? He's not even thinking like it. He's not even having kavanah. The post can deal with your shayach. Not so much. It could very well be that a good rav would basically tell him to actually go ahead, and when you're being naik, act like a Jew, and that will solidify it.
Yeah, but it's
unclear.
What is intent?
You're right.
You're
right. You're right. No. If he's actually going ahead and saying his bracha with kavanah, and we don't care, you know, we don't go and say, does he have kavanah? Does he have kavanah? I'm dramatizing your question the way the post can bring it up, in terms of if it's mamish rote, like most of us do most of our mitzvahs, will that be a real niyug of being Jewish just because we go ahead? So maybe yes, maybe no. That's, I would say, most would probably say that He's a Suffolk Jew, for sure. Maybe a Vaday Jew.
I'm talking about my group. I'm talking about...
That's what I'm saying. His panimi is... that's irrelevant.
You know...
irrelevant.
Which you can see by the way, by the intensity...
That's not the way it works in halacha. A woman, when she accepts a ring, she doesn't say, I accept it. She accepts the ring. We assume she wants to be married. Hey, let's move on. Okay. Does she really want to be married? How do you know it in her heart? Let's move on. Tysus and Sanhedrin. Is he the same exact shita as the way Tosos by us, and the Shulchan Aruch seems to hold like Tosos by us, or is it a different shita? Hard to know, but I'll pose it to you, and with this we will end. Oh, I want to say that Tosos really is a fascinating shita. I want to get to that too. So I won't pose it to you. I'll say what I want to say, and that's where we get Tosas Rid. Tysus and Sanhedrin, seemingly is very similar to our Tosvos, but look at the way he puts it. The way he says it is, see, what did our Tysus say? L'chigadla v'naga mina yadus. That's when he can no longer reject it. Tysus and Sanhedrin says, This sounds like what you were talking about. Shegadlo velomichu hainu kabbalah. It's a little different than our Tosas, right? Our Tosas says naga minagyadus. This one seems to say, "Mitoch shegadlo velo michu, hainu kabbalah." Now it might, as soon as she or he becomes a gadol and doesn't reject it, so obviously he has a couple of moments, or she has a couple of moments. That's going to be the kabbalah. And therefore, they're not gonna be able to go ahead and reject it afterwards. But they'll obviously have some time before that to reject it.
That's the Rashba.
Where do you see that?
The Rashba, as soon as they give a moment of time.
No, but no.
That's it.
No, but he seems to be talking about a Kabbalah of. You're saying he's not going with a Kabbalah. You're not talking about a Kabbalah of mitzvahs here. He's bringing up the Kabbalah's mitzvahs.
Why not Kabbalah's gevurs?
That's not what he says. Ain chaserim ela Kabbalah's mitzvahs. The Rashba's for you has nothing to do with Kabbalah. Nothing to do with Kabbalah's mitzvahs. So, from a practical standpoint, I'm not so sure there's going to be that much of a nafgamina between Tosos by us and what? And Tosos. Well, there might be. See, it's hard to know. See, practically, what does it mean, mitoch shegadlo velo micho hainu kabbalah? It means the first moment that they probably think about it, right? Or does it mean they have 5 seconds, or 10 seconds, or 20 seconds? L'chaira, practically, it's like artosis, that they come to that scenario where they're about to go ahead and what? They're about to go ahead and be confronted with Judaism, and they don't reject it. That's the acceptance.
Yeah.
Okay? So, is that at the end the same exact thing as Tosas? Seth, what are you telling him? That's the same as Tosas says, Naga minag yadus, once they're knowing minag yadus, that's the Kabbalah. And this sheet is saying, Umitosh shegadlu velo micho, hainu Kabbalah. Is there a practical nafkamina?
Yeah, like a guy doesn't know better. A guy doesn't know anything. He got older, he wasn't Richa, but that's not the same thing as doing minag yadus.
Oh! So if you learn Pshat like one side of the way we originally learned Tosis, then it's irrelevant. what you know or what you don't know. Right? Okay? And you go ahead and what? And you go ahead and you act like a Jew. So it's all over. You act like a Jew. This is, again, this is all assuming you're learning a certain way in that toast. But if, as Moshe Burt said, you space it in your chips, you're not even really thinking about it. You're not even what? You're not even being confronted with your yadus, so maybe you have more time. It's all possible. I want to say one last thing here. Tosis Rid. Tosis Rid is the most fascinating sheet of them all. What he does is says something wild. Says lav dafka shabo lechlal onshin, ela shabo lechlal das, vadayin lo bo lechlal onshin. What does he mean by bo lechlal das? Isn't that the same exact age as onshin? No. Onshin doesn't mean 20. It means bar mitzvah. Onshin that you're talking about is bidei shemayim. Onshin bezdin is about bar mitzvah, bas mitzvah. So what does he mean, das? Oh, or even earlier than. So what he seems to be saying is something fascinating. Seems to be saying is that when it comes to rejection, you could already do it at 7, 8, 9 years old, whenever you already have not halachic das, but cognitive das. You're already starting to learn, you know, sugyas. You can talk to the paiskim what age? 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, whatever. Maybe I say 8. Let me ask you a question. What's a gadol by a gun? Bar mitzvah? For Shem mitzvahs b'nei Noach. So it could very well be what Tosfos Rid is saying is as follows. Since we're talking about rejection of this Judaism to become a guy, a guy's age of godless is not das, halachic das. It's understanding. That's what he means like das. And therefore, true als Jew, he can't reject. But what's he doing? He's rejecting to become a guy. So als guy, he can say, I don't want it. But ain't a chinami. Once he becomes bar mitzvah or bas mitzvah, it's all over, because then there's no rejection possible anymore, because he's a full-blown Jew. And once he's a full-blown Jew, kevan shegdila sha'achas velo micha, lo micha before, during the age when he can reject when he's a guy. Shuv lo yecha'en al yecha'en al demchaisa. Excellent. With time to spare. Yeah, question.
According to that, you're describing a creature that's a cross between Judaism and his Judaism, and why would that be that the default posture of his mago would be that his mago is cow?
What do you say?
You're not describing what is the script. He's not a very stable person.
He's a Jew, right?
How can he have das of a goy?
No, because again, we're talking about a zochin, right?
Right.
He's not going with the Kabbalah mitzvahs part. He's going with the zochin. So he just has to have the ability to reject. So als goy, he has the ability to reject. It's a classic gitto viyado v'ayin kiyachas. He has that ability to reject as a goy.
It's not like
Tosfos Ksuvos, it's like Tosfos and Ksuvos. No, it's for sure like Tosfos and Ksuvos. You see, it's the favorite that way. The starting with the Tosfos is a totally different issue. That is the issue of how could Zachin and others have the fun of working all here, because Zachin does not apply seemingly to a country. It's based on Shlichus, no Shlichus for a Kaddish.